I don't know about where you guys are. I have heard some of my friends who live in Idaho who are still getting snow, but we are finally getting some flowers. My daffodils and tulips are starting to bloom, and it's starting to look like spring here. And along with it comes a little bit of, well, a lot of wind, but and a little bit of rain, and it's starting to warm up, and I'm so excited. And that's what led me to this episode today, that let's slow the spring sprint. Let's do this. Hey, welcome to Her Restored Spirit Podcast. My name is Tammy and I'm your host. And we just wrapped up a series, Unhook Yourself. And I don't know about you, but as I was going through it, I looked at, okay, how can I make changes in my life? How can I unhook myself from the way things that they've always been done, from trying to do things the right way, how to, like, people's expectations, like all these things, how can I just release the pressure so I can actually enjoy life more? I hope that that's what you got out of it. I hope that if you didn't, go back and listen again and ask yourself those questions. Because what's the point of life if we're so stressed and we're trying to get things right and we're trying to do things a certain way that do not speak to our heart? It's just not, there is no point. And today, I want to talk about slowing the spring sprint. We all talk about how, I talk a lot about like time is our most precious resource. And so many times we rush from one thing to the next. We don't experience life, we manage it. And I thought this would be a really good segue after our unhook yourself. It's like, what can we hook ourselves to? How can we slow time down? And one of the ways is to just be you. One thing that I recognized is I was trying to put out, like, this is me. And it is me. I'm very, like, I'm not into, like, when you meet me, you'll meet the same person here. But I don't always wear makeup. I don't always have my hair done. I like to, and I just worked out. So when I'm done with this, I'm going to go and get a shower and probably put on some makeup and look alive. But I don't have to. By doing, what do I want to do? I wanted to get my podcast recorded. So you know what? Instead of looking the right way, I'm going to unhook myself from that and realize that you're here because you also want to unhook from all of the old ways of doing things. You want to slow time down. You want to live your life. You want to be you. So how do we do that? So today's episode, I just want to talk about like five ways to slow time down. I just got done with a coaching intensive. The coaching program that I am a part of, we go twice a year to a location. We went to San Diego, and it is 2 days of intense mind work, intense coaching. It's intense. We focus the entire time on who we're being, what we want for our business, what do we want for our clients. I don't think I've talked about you guys so much in like such a short amount of time in a long time. I think about you all the time when I am looking at like, where do I want to, where can I add value? How can I serve? How can I support you? And when I create these podcasts, I create them with you in mind, because it's, I mean, if I did it for myself, well, half the times I need it too. So I'm human. Like, what can I say? But typically it lines up with things that my clients need, things that they've talked about, trends that I'm hearing. And really this weekend just reinforced that is the reason why I'm doing all of this is to serve you, is to help you stop living in the world and live as you were called to live. And so let's talk about five ways to slow time down, because I don't know about you, but the spring sprint to summer, as it feels like someone has turned up the volume and we're just running at such a faster pace, like an incline on a an incline and a higher speed on the treadmill. And the one thing we know about the treadmill is you can go faster and faster and faster, and you are in the same spot all the time. So how do we stop this? Now, let's face it, there's nothing new under the sun. These are going to be more reminders for you, but also I want to just put a different spin on it a little bit for you. Because really, it's a frame of mind, it's a perspective, it's a choice. You get to make a choice. So, this first one is do something that you enjoy every day. I am so tired of doing the same thing, living the life and not enjoying it. Like there's, and then I was like, okay, well, I don't like, how do I add a hobby in? It's like, Tammy, you don't even have to add anything in. Look at what you're doing and embrace why you're doing it. I'm taking, today is tennis. So I'm driving my son to tennis. And you know what? I get to watch him struggle and grow and have fun. And I get to see him interact with his the other boys on his team. I get to see him push himself. And when he gets back in the car and tells me about, I learned a new stroke, or I was able to turn, excuse me, turn the ball to slice it a different way than I usually did. So I hear him. I really enjoy that. All it took was me taking a moment to recognize that I enjoy that. And it changes everything. So it's not even about adding more to your schedule, because adding more things is not going to actually slow us down. Look at what you're doing. What part of it are you choosing to enjoy? I have orthodontist. No, it's they have a dentist appointment today, not orthodontist, dentist. That, am I going to enjoy that? Probably not. However, they're both going at the same time, like staggered, so like 20 minutes apart. So we're going to be there for probably about an hour and a half, is my guess. I get to bring a book and read. I get to take that time and do something that I enjoy. See, so it doesn't have to be adding. You don't have to find time, carve it out. Look at what time you have, and then give yourself that space. If you like to read, if you like to draw, if you like, I mean, bring watercolors with you. I mean, I'm sure that you'll have a conversation with someone and be like, oh, you know, it adds that element of joy, enjoyment, pleasure, happiness. So you don't even have to add anything to find, do something that you enjoy every day. Find something you're already doing and remind yourself that you enjoy it, that it was a choice that you made. The next one is be present where you are. How many times that when we're dropping off, we're thinking of our next thing, we're thinking of laundry, housework, we're thinking dinner, we're thinking while we're at work, we're thinking kids, I want to be with them. When we're with the kids, we're like, oh, I didn't finish this thing at work. And if we don't stay in the present moment, remind yourself. And a good way to do this is if you start feeling like you're not in the present moment, ground yourself. Put your feet on the ground. If you can go barefoot, that's a bonus, but sometimes you don't really want to. Like if you're like in a, I don't know, like the dentist office, you can't really take off your shoes and go ground yourself. But you can feel it. What does your shoe, the bottom of your shoes, feel like to your feet? What do your socks feel like? Get into the present moment. What are you enjoying about this moment? What choice did you make to make this moment possible? These are the things you can ask yourself to slow your mind and slow time. Focus on quality over quantity. We have forced family fun, triple F time at our house. With homeschooling, I realize that we have too much time together. So now our forced family fun, instead of being weekly, it's every other week. And we have We spend quality time together. We spend all the time together, but we don't need to watch everything together. We don't need to play every game together. We don't need to do something together all the time because we're together all the time. Quality over quantity. What can you have less of, but that enjoy more? Connect with people. Connect with them, look them in the eye and talk to them. Put down the phone, put down, or if you like, I have friends who the only way I can connect with them is on the phone. So what I do, like FaceTime them or Messenger video or whatever the Android version of it is, but look at them when you're speaking to them. Listen to them intently and listen to them with a purpose. And also share about you. What's going on? And don't say busy. Don't say things are good. Like actually say, you know what? This is what's going on. And this is what I'm enjoying right now. This is the struggle. But connect with your friends on a deeper level. It will slow time down. Now, this one is a painful one for most. This is one that I realized that I used to have a lot of, and I loved it. And now, because I've gotten out of the habit, it's a little bit harder to do. And then I forget how important it is. Silence. No music, no phone, no numbing out. Sit in silence. Just you and God. Now, in this intensive retreat that we went to, we went for 45 minutes. And we sat in silence, or we walked in silence. We were on the beach. And surprisingly, it was colder than it was here in Oklahoma. But sit, walk, be in silence. You don't have to start with 45 minutes. Start with 15 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. It's uncomfortable. Push past that. Give yourself that freedom. During that time, journal, write things down. And speaking of journaling, today, we are starting our journal challenge. I just say every day we're going to have one question that we're going to journal for growth and gratitude. And the questions that I created for this, I'm actually shifting a little bit based on what I discovered when I was in silence. So I'm very excited about that. And that's coming up. I don't remember the link. It's on my Facebook, it's on my website. I'll put it in the show notes so you can. It's not too late to get the emails. I'm also going to go on Facebook and share it there. So join the Facebook group and so we can talk about it. But the importance of sitting in silence, that 45 minutes felt expansive. It felt like a lot longer than 45 minutes. And it was such a beautiful thing. Talk about expanding time. Talk about like slowing time down. Silence has its way of doing that in such a beautiful way. It is painful at first just because it's uncomfortable. We don't typically listen to our own thoughts. We get worried. We get like, we've lost our attention span. So you have to recenter, recenter, recenter. And if you need something to do during that, just simply sit and write a thank you note to yourself. Write a thank you, just a conversation with between you and God. Write a letter to your past self or to your future self, but don't have a to-do list. Don't be thinking of all the things that you like, center back to the moment. Enjoy the discomfort of silence. So give yourself that permission. So, other things that I would want to encourage you to hook yourself to slow time down, to really enjoy life and get back to yourself, get back to having desires, having hopes, having dreams, having visions. I love, love, love my children. I still remember, even though it's over 15 years ago, what it was like, how ambitious I was, how driven, how much I wanted, how much I knew myself, was knowing, was discovering myself. Like who, like that's a process in your 20s. You discover who you are. Well, you are a new creature now. You get to discover who you are now. And things you can do, things that you want, what is next for you? And I'm going to talk more. I am shifting things in my business, in my messaging, in this podcast. There's a new intro coming, but I've actually realized that there's a new title coming. Like my podcast will no longer be called Her Restored Spirit. It's probably going to be about 4 months to get it all figured out because I haven't really figured out what it's going to be called yet. But I'm shifting because I've realized as much as God has grown me and you since you've been on this journey with me, it's about what's next. It's about getting the fire back inside of you and stop worrying so much. Like, our kids need us. They'll always need us. But you're at a point in your life where you get to create something on your own, whether it is a hobby or you get to have that fire again that you had before kids, that gets to show up. And you know what? It's the best thing you can do for your kids is you could have a strong life. You can have a strong desire. You can have a strong identity. You can have a strong persona and show them that adulting is not all that bad. That it's actually pretty awesome to have and to see something that you want and figure out how to go for it and get that, whether it's traveling, whether it's learning a new skill, whether it's going back to school, whether it's starting a ministry, whether it's starting a business, whether it's going to lunch with your friends and telling your kids that, you know what, I can't take you to that play date because I'm going to go have one of my own. To have that independence again is some of the best things you can do for your family. And I'm going to start sharing more why. And this is something I've been talking about for a while anyway. I've slowly shifted. Now I'm just catching up to the fact that I've shifted. But let's talk about things that you can hook yourself to. And you can hook yourself to being creative, trusting God and his path more than comfort. Personal growth. Self-help doesn't work. That's going to be a title of one of my podcasts coming up. Self-help doesn't work. It's not helpful. And I'll tell you why, which is like, Tammy, aren't you part of the self-help movement? No, I'm part of something that's a little bit bigger than that. Your values and your priorities. Hook yourself to those. That's also something that I'm going to have a workshop coming up on how to set your boundary, not boundaries. Well, we'll do that too, but values. Do you know, like, couldn't you read off what your values are right now? Curiosity. Hook yourself to getting curious. Like, discover, ask questions. Hook yourself to your strengths. Bless and release your weaknesses. Those are your guideposts. Those are keeping you honest, connected to God, but we do not step into our strengths. Hook yourself to your why. That's another area that I wanted to explore with you because there are so many things. So many times, we don't actually know our deep down, make ourselves like emotional why. My kids, of course, they're my why, and that's a great why, but it actually goes deeper than that. And I believe it goes deeper for you as well. And then hook yourself to the person in the life that you want. You get to choose the life you have. And I'm going to start showing you how to have that right where you are. And that started with why I said, to slow down time is one of the first things that we need to do. We need to give ourselves that space, that freedom to breathe and slow things down. I am so excited about this. I am so excited about my upcoming group. I have three spots left, three spots, ladies. If you are excited about this as well, that you want to find that drive again. You had it before. You had dreams, you had, And you willingly and chose to set down some of those ambitions for your kids and really pour yourself into them, knowing that they are, it's so important that we do that. But it's also important that we show them that they are not the center of the universe. They're not. They're not the center of the family. They're not the center. Like, God is the center. But when we spend all of our energy making sure the kids have the best lives, and they see us struggle, and they see us not having fun, and they see us not being who we're called to be, why would they actually want to become adults? Why do you think adulting has become a negative word? Because it's hard and it's not fun. We need to bring fun back, life back, desire, goals, dreams, vision. Without a vision, people perish. And I believe that's what we've been doing. We have been slowly perishing. Not anymore. We are going to kickstart this midlife upgrade, this ladder life. We're going to kickstart this and really enjoy our lives and show our kids, show our daughters that having everything doesn't mean having everything. It means having what you want. Showing our sons that you can be strong and you can be emotional and you can be driven, and that having the power of choice is what comes with becoming an adult. So hook yourself to the person, the life who you want to be, and just become them. All right, with that, join my group. You will not regret it. There's something that happens when you say yes to yourself. When you say yes to, you know what? The status quo is no longer good enough. I want to have a life that I can, that my kids see that I'm really living life. It's fun. It's energetic. It's impactful. It is not selfish. I am making more impact by understanding who I am and why God created me and what my purpose is than I was when my entire purpose was to serve my kids and my family. When I added the element of me in there and what my desires and what how God created me, it elevated it. And it changes so much of the energy in the house. It changes the energy I show up when I drive my kids to sports. It changes the energy when we're working on schoolwork. You have so much power in your home. How are you using it? How are you cultivating it? How much are you teaching it to your kids? So with that, contact me. The only way to get in the group is to have a conversation with me. So message me. You can do it on DMs. I would say Instagram is the best easier way to get into my DM. So if you want to talk, send me a message on Instagram at Tammy Marie Coaching. Email Tammy at TammyMarieCoaching.com. There's a lot of spam that goes to email. So DMs is the easiest way and the fastest way to get to me, but I check my emails every day to see if I have client emails. But let's talk. Let's get this going. Let's not waste any more time. How much time do you want to sit and wonder what's possible? Sit feeling overwhelmed and stuck. Feel like time is passing you so fast that you can't even breathe. You're trying to catch a breath, and by catching one breath, you miss something else. No more, my friend. No more. So I am excited about this. Also, join the journaling challenge. Getting this is a perfect way to slow time down. I didn't even plan it, but it's journal. That is a way. And let's talk about what it means to slow time down. All right, with that, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you. Bye for now.